Thought I'd better play some sexy music because we're talking about maybe some naughty gift for Christmas. Time to get naughty this Christmas. We've all done it. We've walked around the shopping centres and the shops looking for a gift for our partner. Often our partner simply, we say, what do you want for Christmas? And they say, oh, I don't know. What do you want? You've got no idea. So maybe you don't buy anything for Christmas. You just go out and buy something when the sales are on after Christmas. Enough is enough. Psychotherapist and relationship counsellor Melissa Ferrari joins us this afternoon to give us some ideas as to how you can spice up your Christmas. Hello, Melissa.
Hi there, Brent. How are you going?
I'm
Merry
good.
Christmas.
And Merry, Merry Christmas to you too. Well, help us open our imaginations for Christmas gift ideas this Christmas, Melissa. How can we spice up our relationship with gift ideas?
Well, it really is the perfect time to get a little bit more creative and use your imagination. Nobody knows your partner like you do. And so when you're able to tune into what they really do like, you know, you may know that your wife loves the colour red, or she loves the colour pink, or that your husband actually enjoys to do some exciting things that get the adrenaline pumping. It's good to have a really good idea about what suits just my partner. Yeah, we can do the socks and jocks and those, you know, boring earrings and all of those things, but they really don't get the blood running. So there are some great Christmas ideas that you can think of. Number one would probably be, you know, a little promise note to your partner in a little card, or you can make something nice on the computer. There are so many good apps out there that can help with this, where you promise something nice to your partner. It might be something a little erotic that you know that they like, or it might even just be that you're making a promise that you're going to get a babysitter, you know, on New Year's Eve, so you two can go out to dinner or do something a little bit exciting and stay out past 10 o'clock.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So doing a little promise note that says, you know, I will, and put in there whatever you like, something that's going to really appeal to them and really stop the mundane of everyday life. You know, when we do things and we join together as a couple, and we're focusing on something exciting, it's called joint attention. And so you're actually coming together and feeling excited about something together, and it can really work wonders for your relationship.
How can you get the adrenaline flowing at Christmas time with your partner?
Well, you can do things, you know, a balloon ride or a skydive, or, and, you know, then followed by something like with champagne in a romantic setting. I mean, some places will do it all for you, where you come back and you have some lunch. But anything that kind of gets the adrenaline going, gets you both excited together. What's great about being a couple is that when you are excited about something together, the nervous system gets, you know, all into this hyper kind of state, and it says, I like being with you. You are my significant other. I remember why we got together in the first place. So doing those kind of things, yes, while they do cost a little bit of money, they are the kind of things that you can save for or splurge on this Christmas and do something a little bit more exciting.
What about some sexy underwear?
Well, that's a classic, isn't it?
You know,
buy some sexy underwear for your partner. But what's even better is buy something for yourself as well. We are very visual animals. And so being able to see our partner in something nice, even if they've got a few pounds on, you can still get excited about the fact that they've put in a bit of effort. So I really encourage, there are plenty of places where you can go. There's bras and things. There's another store called Honey Burdette, where you can go in and they'll actually help you out if you are feeling like your imagination and your creativity is flagging a little bit.
And they'll help you out, I suppose, if you're a bloke and are feeling a little nervous about being in a ladies' lingerie store.
Yeah, well, they will. They are good. They do calm you down and sort of they act like they're very, very used to this. I mean, they may have a giggle after you leave, I don't know. But from what I can see, they are very much, you know, attuned to the fact that it is a good idea to go into a place where you do feel a bit comfortable, and they're used to it anyway, and they know that the guys find it difficult.
Just finally and quickly, maybe just a simple romantic evening with no kids and a lovely dinner booked in a nice hotel. Just a nice quiet night away for the two of you, where you get away from the kids and just go back to what it used to be like.
Exactly. Exactly. Just recreate those memories. You know, we got together for a reason, and it's because we were able to be affectionate and close and do all of those romantic kind of things. As soon as you get back into the routine of doing that kind of stuff, it reignites those old feelings of love and feeling amorous. So, even go back to a hotel that you stayed at in the beginning. That's even better.
Good idea, Melissa Ferrari. Thank you so much for your time. Always good to catch up with you. We'll talk to you again on our Christmas show on Friday and find out a little bit about you.
I look forward to it.
Okay, Melissa. Bye.